What up, what up, what up, what up? I'm back. It is a brand new episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn with your boy, East New York's own Justin Ramos here, saying, May the 4th be with you. Happy Star Wars Day, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Star Wars Day to all of the Jedi's and Sith members, all the droids, all the Baby Yoda fans. Happy Star Wars Day, ladies and gentlemen. Star Wars, to me, is one of my favorite franchises. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. I've watched the movie so many times. My favorite episode, of course, is episode 6, which is Return of the Jedi. That's just my favorite. The fight scene between Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker is amazing. That freaking sequence. I don't care how much technology you have nowadays. It's never gonna top that scene for me. It's just awesome. To this day, like, I love it. I don't care if it's in HD, 3D, or the original version. I love all remastered and non-remastered versions of that fight scene. It's just awesome, man. It's a dope ass scene, dope film franchise. I actually saw episode 9 in what was it? Was that? It wasn't. I believe it was RPX, which is Regal Cinemas. That's their IMAX. So just basically the oversized big ass screen. I saw that with my best friend. I'm trying to think which film I saw in 4DX. I saw one of the side stories, Rogue One in 4DX. If you've never experienced 4DX, like, I highly recommend it. 4DX basically is a 3D film with motion, smells. If it rains, you feel like water. Like, they have water sprayers, they have misters for smell. The chairs move, so if you like watching like a Star Wars movie and there's a shooting scene, you can hear the air pockets. And it sounds like, you know, guns are like, basically like bullets are flying by, or lasers when it comes to Star Wars. You feel it too, the vibrations when someone gets shot, you feel it go. Yo, it's just like so dope. Oh my God. I love Star Wars, man. I love, The Mandalorian. That's like my favorite show. I can't wait for October. I'm dying to see season 2, man, because Baby Yoda is just like a craze right now. People love Baby Yoda. They got Baby Yoda t-shirts, they got Baby Yoda candles, Baby Yoda, I think there's a Baby Yoda Funko Pop now. But The Mandalorian just took over, man. It took over, and Baby Yoda, of course, stole the show. Oh my God. They got a Baby Yoda Monopoly game. That's crazy. How do you have a whole Monopoly game themed behind a Baby Yoda? That's just incredible. Incredible, man. Anyone remember the Ewok movie from, I believe it was the 80s? Ewoks had a film. I watched it one time on the Disney Channel way back in the days. Oh, there it goes. Caravan of Courage, an Ewok adventure. A lot of people don't know that. Like, real, real diehard fans know about that film. The film was awesome, man. And a little fun fact, I don't know if you guys know, Han Solo, played by Harrison Ford, right? He got the job because, you know, he was working as a plumber slash carpenter in George Lucas's house. And he picked him for the role. Like, that's crazy. So crazy. Don't know if you guys also know this too. The guy, the actor that played Willow, Warwick Davis, he was the Ewok, like the main Ewok in the original films, the one that wore like the orange hat. It was like a leather orange hat. That was played by Warwick Davis, who's also known as Willow, which I heard they were making a remake of. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Star Wars. One of my favorite Star Wars video games growing up was the Phantom Menace Episode 1 game for, what was that, PlayStation. I used to play that game all the time because you could use the Force in the game. It was like so cool. Then they started coming out with the Battlefront games. I had one for, what was it, PSP back in the days. Man, I beat that game in like a week. I just played it nonstop. I think I beat it on every level too after I beat it the first time. That was an awesome game. Like, you got to be Jango Fett. Yo, it was so dope. So dope. The graphics, man, back then, like on a PSP, was just incredible. That game system was just so underrated. And to have Star Wars on there is just like, oh, so awesome, man. So awesome. I'm excited for today. I'm excited. I'm not wearing a Star Wars shirt, so I feel like I'm letting down the fans, but it's okay. It's okay. I got Disney Plus. I'm ready to watch Rise of the Skywalker later. I was trying to see if they had it like in 4K. They probably do have that version. I do plan on watching all the films probably this week. Most likely. I mean, what else do I have to do? But Star Wars, man, it's an iconic film, man. It's just like everything about that series is just like, oh my gosh, man. Like every year for Comic-Con, people come, you know, in droves, and there's always people dressed up like Star Wars characters. There's always people dressed up like Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia. R.I.P. To Princess Leia. For real, like that hit home when she passed away, man. Like, it was just like, it was incredible too, look, with the technology that they were able to still finish like the last two episodes that she was in. You know, Carrie Fisher is just like an icon. It's incredible. All of the years that she's played that character. It's just, you know, it was a dope send-off in episode 9 that they did for her. I thought that was awesome. And I thought it was awesome that they kept her character in the film to the end of the Skywalker saga. I thought that was dope because you know how, like, some films, they just, like, they do stupid endings. Or they find dumb ways to keep characters in films. And I felt like with the Star Wars franchise, they did a great job by keeping Carrie Fisher's character as Princess Leia in, you know, the next two films, which she wasn't actually in. Because I think the last film she was actually in, and she had, like, it was her and it wasn't CGI'd, like a CGI'd head, I believe was episode 8. But, yo, it's just Star Wars Day, man. I don't know, man. It's just so much excitement when it comes to Star Wars. It's just like, you know, watching those films, you learn new things that you didn't see before. And it's so many films. I mean, if you think about it, you have all of the episodes 1 through 9. You got the Ewok side story, right? You've got the Solo film, the Han Solo movie, that was a standalone movie of his basically a prequel, and then you have Rogue One, which is like, it's a prequel, but it takes place like, I can't remember the timeline right now where Rogue One takes place, but it's not an alternate universe. It's in the the cinema, how do you say that? The cinemaverse of Star Wars. It basically is just another standalone film that Star Wars, you know, the Star Wars franchise came out with in the later years in between some of the episodes. Okay, I have it here. Rogue One takes place 2 decades after Revenge of the Sith. So it is a prequel. So it's right after, basically it's after episode 3 and right before episode 4, A New Hope. I thought that film was dope. I know some of the fans didn't like it, but I thought it was a cool film. I enjoyed it, especially in 4DX. It was so cool in 4DX to experience the spaceship and feel like you're flying and then feel like you're in the fight sequence with the you know, the laser gun shootouts and just, you know, the whole orchestra. Like you could hear everything in there. The lights in 4DX, they flash, and you know, like I said before, the sense. And then, you know, Star Wars has expanded into television. They had the Clone Wars series, which is ending, I believe, at the end of this month. The latest season is on Disney Plus, of course, which, if you know anything to do with Lucasfilms, is going to be on Disney Plus anyway, because they own Lucasfilms. So that deal, how much was that deal for back then? It was a $4.4 billion deal. And I believe 2012, George Lucas sold the rights for Lucasfilms back then. And, you know, it was just, I thought it was a good deal. I would have sold it for more. I mean, that's just me, because it's Star Wars. Like, Star Wars, the amount of books they have out on Star Wars is just, like, it's endless. Like, you could make a Star Wars film long past my years. Long past, you know, a lot of our years here on Earth. Like, you could just make Star Wars movies, video games, and television shows forever. It's endless with a world like Star Wars. I just think, like, it's never ending. I've seen, you know, some crazed posts on social media today. They actually have versions of very famous films, like, with, they add lightsabers into those films. Like, they have a Lord of the Rings with lightsabers. They have a Harry Potter with lightsabers. There's famous wrestlers that are posting videos and photos with lightsabers, and people are making their Yoda pancakes or their Darth Vader waffles. Video Games New York actually is promoting the sale of the Star Racer game that just came out for PS4. It's called Revenge of the Star Racer. So, you know, it's craze. It's a Star Wars craze that's never ended, never died down. I mean, I'm still a fan. I remember watching the Star Wars movies at my grandparents' house, because my grandfather has all of them on VHS. Yes, I said VHS. For those that don't know who it is, well, you're just a young bastard that don't know shit. I used to watch those movies on Channel 11, when Channel 11 used to air films on the weekends, and I'd be at my grandparents' house, either grandparents, my father's parents or my mom's parents, and I would watch them over and over and over and over. I remember when episode 1 came out, and I ran to the movie theaters with my mom to go see, because I had to see Darth Sith. I mean, I'm sorry, not Darth Sith. I had to see Darth Maul. Like, Darth Maul was so dope. Like, the double lightsaber. Come on, man. That, what? Double lightsaber, bro, was just like everything back then. I remember, I just remember that time when episode 1 through 3 came out. Like it started, when the first episode came out, I was in junior high. Episode 2 came out when I was in high school, and I think episode 3 came out at the end of high school, beginning of college for me. So you just like films like that, they take you back. Like it, you remember where you were when you see films as iconic as that, like, and they always bring back good memories. Like I remember the first time seeing New Hope. Like I remember where I was probably somewhere in East New York. It was either I was at my grandparents' house across the street, or I was across the street from their house at my mom's house, the house I grew up in. And you just it takes you back, you know. I know some people, there's like that age-old debate. Which is better, Star Trek or Star Wars? I mean, I love both franchises, but my favorite of the two has always been Star Wars. I've always felt more of a connection to that franchise rather than Star Trek. There's no knock on Star Trek. I love that series. I love the movies. I love their shows. But I just love Star Wars much, much more. And you know, just, I mean, like Darth Vader is enough for me to love it more. Yoda is enough for me to love it more. Like Darth Vader is still the biggest heel ever. He's the best bad guy ever. Yoda is like the dopest ever. You know what I'm saying? Luke Skywalker is just such a badass hero. Like how can you get better than that? You can't. You can't. I mean, look at since Disney Plus has come out, how popular The Mandalorian is. Like it's so popular. With the success of that, like they're talking about doing another television series for Disney Plus. It was just announced today on May the 4th, 2020, that there'll be a new Star Wars film. Now, what could that mean? I've heard for years that they were doing an Obi-Wan standalone film. I would love to see that. I love Obi-Wan Kenobi. I think it would be dope if they did a standalone film for even Chewbacca. Like, that would be dope. A standalone film for Boba Fett would be hot. A standalone film for Yoda would be fire. Even Lord Sidious. Like, can you imagine a Lord Sidious film just by himself? That would be dope. I would go see something like that. I would, like, oh my God. I would love to see something like that. So, even if they wanted to do a Princess Leia film before she met Luke and everybody else, like how she grew up, that would be dope. I don't know who would play her as a young Princess Leia. I got some prospects that could play Princess Leia in a standalone film. I could think of some people. I think the actress that stands out to me the most would be Gal Gadot, who plays Wonder Woman, because she's just gorgeous. So I think that would be like my top pick. Have Wonder Woman play Princess Leia in a standalone film. But yeah, man, you guys enjoy your May the 4th. May the Force be with you. The Force is strong with you all, whether it's the dark side of the Force or the light side of the Force. If you got Disney Plus, I recommend checking out Rise of the Skywalker Episode 9 today or anytime this week. If you haven't seen it, if you have seen it, watch it again, because that film is so awesome. The fight scene is just epic. It's just like overdone. Awesome, awesome fight sequence at the end of the film. And it just basically slaughtered the Avengers Endgame fight sequence at the end of that film. So, you know, Disney had to, they one-up themselves like they always do in within their franchise. It's like, oh, word, Marvel's got the hottest scene. We about to do it in Star Wars. So this has been another episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn, Star Wars edition, the May 4th, edition, May the Force Be With You edition, a Star Wars Day edition. Keep checking out my show online. I'm now on 11 different platforms, guys. I'm on Apple Podcasts. I'm on iTunes. I'm on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Breaker Podcast, Overcast Podcast, Castro Podcast, and also Pocket Cast Podcast. So there are many ways to check out the show. You can also follow me on all forms of social media at Justin the Comic. You guys have a great week. I will be back with another episode very soon. And thanks for listening, man. Thanks for sharing, and peace out, y'all. Yes, sir.